You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. This episode is brought to you by Savage Mountain Punk Festival that is going on August 11th and 12th at Dante's in
Frostburg,
Maryland. 2 days, three shows, punk festival, independent artist.
19 bands.
19 bands. Check out episode 17. The whole episode is all the band. A lot of the bands that are going to be there. Not all of them, obviously. I didn't get a hold of all their music. I wish I could have, but I did not. Going to be a killer show. You're going to want to check it out. Speaking of killer shows.
Yes.
What did you think of that goat horror
show? It was good.
It was pretty good.
Yep. Except for some jackass that decided to stand in front of me. It's like, what the fuck? I'm standing here.
Oh, right. Like right when they started playing, just took a step. Like,
God damn it.
All right. Yeah, there's always going to be some asshole that does that shit.
He probably didn't even know it. I was like, God damn it, you just ruined my fucking night.
You give him
by being taller than me.
Well, you should have karate chopped him in the neck and just threw him out in the fucking pit.
Should have.
But, whatever. What did you think about, is it the Ancients?
Just didn't care for them.
I didn't either. I felt their songs were too long.
Yeah, they're
like, this is our last song, and it's like 30 minutes long. I was like, come on.
I think they're more like progressive metal or something.
Which so. I don't have a problem with. I like progressive metal, but I don't like to watch it live.
Yeah.
That's something I might put on their record and like want to sit back.
Especially if you're not familiar with it and it's your first time hearing it. It's just like, I didn't come here to see you guys.
Right, yeah. It's no disrespect to the band.
Yeah. I mean, they were good musicians.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure it's good songwriting. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I'll probably check them out. On an album, sit back and listen to it, and then I might change my mind. Like, wow, that's fucking awesome. But not knowing it, that's something you have to like get into. I think on an album first, and then go back into it. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was pretty cool. The crazy lady outside before you got there got me worried.
I wasn't there yet.
No, she's fucking stopping cars and gibbering jabbing about something, and one guy just like took off real quick because she like wouldn't leave him alone. And then she fucking starts coming across the street and coming over to us. We're standing outside waiting to get in. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. There's like three or four guys standing behind me. Uh-huh. And she came up to them, sir. And I'm like, fuck, here we go. And they were like, whatever she was saying, I mean, she was batshit crazy. I couldn't understand anything. And I think he gave her some money just to get her to go the fuck away.
You're assuming she was homeless or...
I don't know. She had a mustache. I'm assuming. But so she left them and like started walking my way. And I'm like, okay, I already made up my mind. If this bitch comes up to me and starts jibber jabbering, I'm just going to look at her and be like, look, I don't speak any English. I was just going to say it clear as day. And then I was just going to keep arguing with her if she kept talking. I'm like, lady, I told you. I have no idea what you're saying because I do not speak English. You know, just she was crazy. She wouldn't have known any better. But I didn't make eye contact with her, and she just kept rolling on down the damn sidewalk. I was just like, jeez. Fucking St. Louis's finest.
Yelp. I'm sure they got them everywhere, though.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. I went to Louisville, Kentucky, and there is somewhere I did not see a shit ton of homeless people.
Really?
Yeah. It was weird. I mean, most cities I've been in, I've seen that. But, like, there, I was pretty impressed. Me and the old lady were there, and we'd Ubered into the city and went to Louisville Slugger Museum. Okay. Checked that out. Did the tour. Left. Started walking, and I wanted to go down to, like, where the Hard Rock Cafe... Fuck, I don't even know if that's there anymore now that I think about it. Whatever. There's a little strip, and it's got all these bars and restaurants and this little compact area. It's got, like, a little roof over it. Yeah, it's like in an alley kind of thing. So I'm like, I looked on the phone. I'm like, oh, we got to walk 4 blocks this way and then, like, 5 blocks into the city. No big deal. Walking. There wasn't one time walking through that I felt like, maybe we shouldn't take this way. Yeah, which is, because there's plenty of places in St. Louis I'd be like, no, we're not walking down that street. But I got hit up by one guy.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I was wearing a Black Craft tank top. It's got this fucking ram head on it. It's got all the satanic stars and the Lucifer symbol, all this shit all over it. Walking by, and I thought he was asking me for money, but he could have been like, that's a nice shirt. But I was just like, sorry. That's all I said to him. I just kept walking. Wife was like, what the hell did he say? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I just assumed he asked for money. He could have been trying to give me money. And I was like, sorry.
Sorry.
I don't want it. Money. So I just kept walking. That was the only time anybody bothered me. Yeah, it was. Oh. It's pretty funny though. Every time we Ubered, we'd get in the car. And the guy was like, oh, you guys fly in? I'm like, no, I drove. They'd look at me like, you drove? I'm like, yeah. I don't know where anything's at in this fucking town. That's why I'm paying you to drive me there.
Exactly.
It's like, fuck that.
That makes more sense than
being lost. I mean, everybody knows that you use your GPS, and the fucking thing will tell you to turn right when you're at the street. It's too late. You're already cooked by it. So now you got to reroute it, turn around. I told the LA when we got there, I was like, you know what? Let's park the car, and if we're going to go into Louisville, like the actual city, because we were outside, we were just outside of it. On Bardstown Road. And Bardstown Road, dude, it's shops, restaurants, bars, big old strip. We could have spent all weekend there and still not hit everything. Super cool. But every once in a while, we decided, let's go in here to Louisville, because I was going to different like microbreweries. There wasn't one that I paid over $9 for.
For the Uber?
Yeah, and for 3 days of Ubering, $60.
Really?
I mean, saved me a bunch of headache. And plus, when you're in the city, I probably would have had to pay for parking.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's just like, whatever.
Easy.
Only a couple. They all drive crazy.
Really?
That part doesn't change from, like, taxi driving to that. They're all crazy. I'm like, oh, fuck, maybe I ought to be wearing my seatbelt back here instead of driving. But then I get it. It's like the faster you drop me off.
Yeah, they get a new fare.
Make more money. But it's, everybody seemed like they were pretty cool. It was my first time doing it.
Yeah, I never have.
I'm definitely going to start doing it when I'm pissed drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck it. Why risk it anymore?
Yeah.
When they're at my fingertips, unless I pass out in the car and the guy, you know, decides to fucking rape me and take what little money I have left.
Well, that goes with the territory.
Right. I mean, probably in every Saturday night for some people. What do we got first on all this, buddy?
Looks like a band from Louisville, Kentucky called Off Center. The name of the song is Arbitrator.
You would have thought I planned that out.
I was wondering.
Let's go.
That was Arbitrator by the band Off Center. They are from Louisville, Kentucky. You can find them at facebook.com/offcenterky.
Awesome. Speaking of Louisville.
Yes.
Every meal I ate there was the bomb.
Really?
Everyone. And when I go out to eat when I'm out of town in cities, I refuse to eat at a place that I can get back here.
The chain restaurant.
Right, yeah. Anything I can get in St. Louis or back here, I'm not going to eat at. I'll make exceptions to the rules unless I'm like, we got a busy schedule and I got to run to like McDonald's and just grab something real quick, just to go. But so we didn't have anything we can get back here. And I have to say, hands down, the best thing I had was at a place called Super Chef on Bardstown Road. We went there for breakfast. And I got chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
And it was chicken wings and waffles.
Yeah.
It was awesome, dude. Was it? It was amazing. They had the syrup all over the wings. Yeah. Oh, dude. No, no, no.
See, I've never tried it. It doesn't sound good.
It was amazing. If I could, I'd drive back there right now to get some. Yes. It was fucking awesome.
I'm not a fan of waffles or pancakes or
what the
anything
fuck is the matter with you?
I don't care for maple syrup, especially.
Well, here's the deal. And Bill, I posted on my Instagram page, and Bill had commented on there, and he was just like, "Wow, it's the first time I've seen you put anything else on your waffles."
Yeah.
Because when I get pancakes or waffles, butter.
Yeah.
That's it. I drown it in butter. Every once in a while, you'll catch me putting a little syrup on there.
Yeah.
But no, I like them. I want them just soaked in butter. That's what I like. I don't have anything against syrup, but that's just how I like it. But, yes, you can throw some chicken on top of it, and I'm very happy with it.
That just sounds weird to me.
No, it's good, dude. Trust me.
If I eat breakfast food, that's not cereal, it's got to be eggs.
That's norm, yeah.
Scrambled eggs, fried eggs, omelet,
eggs. Eggs and bacon.
Bacon and eggs. Yeah. Yelp.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. What's up next, buddy?
Looks like Crash Dive playing the song Me Gusta.
Faster than I ever had before, and you're a calling crazy, but I got one foot out the door.
Me Gusta by the band Crash Dive. They're out of Chicago, Illinois. And you can find them at crashdivemusic.com.
Right on. I know you've seen this picture when I was down there and I posted it at the 138 parking spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I totally parked.
Oh.
And whatever number I was
by
at.
By accident?
No, no. Oh. I parked. And I was like, the lot was empty. And I like looked over. I was like, where's 138 at? And I was like, oh, it's right over there. So I like purposely pulled into that spot, which was actually further away where I needed to park. But I didn't have to be a dick. I was like, we are 138. My wife's just like, Jesus Christ. It was a completely empty lot. I could have parked as close as I wanted. And I was like, where's 138 at? I was like, I'm going for it. Because I like parked at like, I was at like one in like 150, so I knew it had to be close to me, and I was like, oh, there it is, like, pull over there. I'm sure the people fucking standing in the streets are like, what the fuck is that guy doing?
Doesn't like this spot, apparently.
Yeah. You gotta have fun, man. Shit. What's up next?
Wolves on Bears playing the song Tragedies. Is that a Bee Gees cover? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because the name of the Bee Gees song is Tragedy. This is Tragedies.
So it's not a cover?
No. I was trying to make a joke.
It wasn't funny.
I'm sorry.
Call it May or maybe. It's all-
was Tragedies by the band Wolves on Bears. They're out of Lafayette, Indiana. You can find them at facebook.com/wolvesonbears.
Nice. You ready for that Maiden show?
Yes. Actually, I want to talk to you something about Iron Maiden.
Uh-oh.
Several weeks ago, when you broke my heart and shattered my whole concept of reality by telling me that Iron Maiden did not write the song Hallowed Be Thy Name, I did some looking into that.
Yes.
They wrote the music. They stole lyrics from the band Beckett.
Okay.
I looked up that Beckett song. Music is completely different.
Okay.
So they still wrote the music. So.
Okay, cool, cool. So, it was a lyric thing. Yeah. What was it? Is it...
In the Beckett song, there's like halfway through the song, there's one verse and then another verse and then another verse. And Iron Maiden took the first verse and the third verse there and switched them and got rid of the second verse. And they're fucking blatant. Word for word.
Word for word.
The original lyric was, "Life down there is just a strange illusion." And Iron Maiden, "Life down here is just a strange illusion." But other than that, two fucking verses, blatant ripoff. Like, but oh my god.
Can you really get... Since that's not the whole song, that's like saying somebody else wrote...
I mean, it's fucking eight lines of the song.
Okay. I'll quit trying to stick up for
Maiden. It's not...
Well, I mean, they paid. From what I read, they thought they took care of it years ago. Now that they're just a money grab.
It's like they settled it with the person that owns the copyright to the song, but not the person that wrote the song.
Oh, God.
Or maybe the other way around.
Something.
Or something.
Somebody like wants their cut now.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just
blatant.
Obvious.
Okay, cool.
And,
I mean, not cool, but.
And they are obviously fans of the band Beckett, because on the 2 Minutes to Midnight single, the B-side is the song Rainbow's Gold, which is originally a Beckett song.
Oh, okay.
So
it's just more of a... Shit, sir, it was their inspiration.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at them. Well, I guess you can't be mad at them when they're fucking making shit ton of money and you're
that's
not.
That's true.
Pay up, sucker. But, so we won't be hearing that then.
Nope.
Ever again?
Till they get that... Maybe if they get it settled in court or whatnot, but yeah.
Oh,
well, that pisses me off because it's my fucking best Maiden song.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited that your phone lied to us a week ago and said it was going to be like 106.
Oh, what's it say now?
96. I mean, it's going to be hot as fuck, but
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it's better than.
It's better than 106.
Better than, yeah, three digits.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
I'm baiting on, man, because that sun's going to be coming down right in our face, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's what I'm like debating. I was like, do I just want to slap a tank top on because it's going to be hot?
Yeah.
But am I going to get fucking cooked? It's going to be at the end of the day.
Yeah,
it's going to be.
True.
I don't even know what time it starts.
No idea.
I'm assuming around 7, 7:30.
Probably.
So at that time, I don't know. We'll see. I know I'm going to have the old lady pick me up from work since I'm right out there.
Oh, you're not even going home?
No. Yeah. I'm just going to take a. Just get fucking cleaned up at work and go. Just because I'm right there off of 70.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like there's no point for me to drive all the way back here.
And right
to
back
go
out there.
All the way back out. That just doesn't make sense.
And right back.
And the back again. Yeah, to come home. So fuck that.
And then just go back and get your car after the concert.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Come back and get the car. I should just have her drive me back off work. I'll go fucking sleep on the couch in the lounge. Is what I should do. It'd be too scary, though.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah. A big old empty building. I would hear every noise.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'd be like that fat kid on Stand By Me. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, it's been years.
When he's fucking his turn to stay and watch at night. And he's got that gun. And every time you hear something, he's like spinning around. Every like an owl, he's like spinning around. Something. He's like, that'd be me all night. Like, it's like, nah, let's go home. I'll go home and get 3 hours of sleep and turn around and come back to work.
I took the day off.
That's what Christine did. I'm wishing I would have, but what's up next?
A band called Escape Is Not Freedom playing the song Goldsmith.
Thank you.
That was Escape Is Not Freedom playing their song Goldsmith. They are another band out of Chicago, and you can find them at facebook.com/escapeisnotfreedom.
Nice. The Ghost show opener.
Yep.
For Maiden. I'm excited. We just saw him back in September. I'm ready to see him again.
Really?
I know that motherfucker's gonna be sweating his ass off in those costumes.
Wearing a damn robe and whatnot.
Wearing a robe and Jesus Christ. I'm like, hey, guess what, everybody? We're not wearing this shit. It's too hot. Fuck you guys. We ain't in no air conditioned building. But whatever.
You say they put on a good show when you saw them last year?
When I saw them at the pageant, it was very good show. Very good show.
Yeah, see, I've listened to their music and it's all right, I guess, but yeah. But.
Oh, hopefully the show will change your mind. Yeah. It's a good production. That's really?
Seeing them live makes them better.
Oh, definitely. And I enjoyed their music before I saw them live, but it's like, if you ever had that where you're listening to something and it's almost heavier live?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because you just feel it.
Yeah, actually, you a fan of Ted Nugent at all?
Not
See him live, it's fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Just, I mean, I like listening to Ted Nugent CD, but I mean, seeing him live, it's just like, oh my God.
It's even better. It's I think better. I had this with this. I already had the approach of, I like Ghost, it's cool. Let's go. Yeah. Kid loves him. Let's go see him. And then it was there. I was like, God damn, this is fucking even better. Uh-huh. It made me appreciate it even more.
Yeah.
Which I have done that with a few bands. Like, I listened to their stuff. Like, I've listened to bands where I was like, totally, not impressed with it. Nah, it's like, eh. And then they happen to be an opening act in one of the shows I'm at, and I'm like, fuck. It's like, this was awesome.
What the hell was I hearing?
Right, and then I start listening to them, you know. Yeah. I've done that a few times. I don't know why I do that.
Yeah.
But I do that with some bands, too. They come out with a new album, I listen to them, I'm like, fuck, that wasn't any good. Now let's do it again. I'm like, it was okay. Yeah. And then the third time, I'm like, this is awesome. It's like, it takes me a minute sometimes.
Yeah.
So what the fuck was I thinking? Have you ever done that with a band? Like, anybody you know, like, kind of now that you listen to that you thought of maybe first time you heard it, like, this fucking...
Oh, fucking Ramones.
Yeah.
Fucking listen to the first album, it's like, this is shit. Or actually, we bought the first four albums on two CDs.
It's
because I've heard of the Ramones, and I knew who they're in. They're, like, influential, seminal punk rock band. So I got their shit, and I'm listening to them, I'm like, this is absolute shit. What the fuck? And then after hearing it more and more, I was like, holy crap, it's genius. And it's simplicity.
Right.
That's yeah.
It's crazy how that shit does. That's perfect. Speaking of the Ramones, because this next band is a punk artist.
They're playing at the Savage Mountain Punk Festival.
Absolutely. Horror punk, I believe.
Yep.
They are fucking killer.
The name of the band is Pain, and the song you're about to hear is She Fed.
We'll be right back.
That was the song She Fed by the band Pain. They are out of Frederick, Maryland, and you can find them at painttheband.com.
You know, I was thinking, we're at the Goat Horse Show.
Yep.
Excuse me. Right when they start playing or about to start playing, you walked up.
Yeah.
And got up. We got up along the walls. God damn it. And got up there with you. And then the pit opened up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck! I hate being by the pit. I've been standing there because it sounded good and we're close, so it's like, whatever. And I'm like, but I hate it because I'm like trying to watch.
Yeah.
I don't want to get fucking nailed.
Corner, you're
right. Right, so because we're right on the edge. But luckily, I don't know if you saw, there was that guy like right on the side of me. And he was catching everybody.
Pushing everybody.
Yeah. I was like, thank God. There was only one time I had to throw my hands up getting ready to catch him because I almost broke through, but the guy grabbed him right before he hit me and then tossed him back in. And I was like, fuck, thank God. I've never was much about getting in the pits. That's cool when everybody does it. I don't mind watching it.
Yeah.
Just like, nah,
I don't want to fucking touch people and run into them.
But you don't like getting punched in the face or anything?
No.
You don't enjoy that?
Not especially, no.
Oh, you look like at that 6 feet under show and that guy kicked you in the face. Climbing up on the stage. That guy regretted that, didn't he? Didn't he?
When I grabbed him by his pant leg and started punching him in the balls.
That show was awesome.
Oh, was that 6 feet under?
Yeah. That was that one that was, it was supposed to be that massive tour.
Yeah.
Because the 9/11 happened and everybody dropped out of the tour because they were all from Europe. Yeah, they couldn't get visas to come over.
Yeah, it sucked. I don't even remember who else was supposed to be there.
I remember who was there, or a lot of them that were there, but I can't remember who was all supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I think, like, Demi Borger was supposed to be there.
Really?
Yeah, there was a bunch of badass bands, but I remember Darkest Hour was there, Lamb of God was there.
Yeah.
Fuck, Lamb of God was, like, one of the first bands out.
Really?
Huh? Who else was there? 6 Feet Under, obviously, they were headlining. Man, now it left me.
Yeah.
But the place was packed.
Yeah.
Super packed. Then 6 Feet Under came again, and the next summer, and nobody was there.
Why not?
I don't know. Did you not go to that one?
I thought I only. Well, I might have seen him twice.
Cause it was.
Yeah.
He was up there bitching about MASH being on the TV.
I don't remember that.
Pops had like MASH on the TV.
That's right. Yeah.
Chris Barnes was all pissed off.
Turn that off. They don't like the show.
It's like, shut up, motherfucker. Play your goddamn set. There was like nobody there.
Really?
We sat at a table.
Yeah,
it went from like the place being sold out to nobody being there. But
sat on a table downstairs
on the floor,
like where the pit
is. Yeah, where the pit normally is.
They didn't even bother moving the tables.
They didn't bother moving the fucking tables. It's like, no one's gonna be here, and they were right. Nobody was there. I do remember a band being there, and it was like a guy singer and a girl singer, maybe, or maybe a guitar. I don't know. There was a chick up there with them. They're both, it was some kind of grindcore, crazy shit. The girl would like walk over the guy and like punch the guy in the face. And I mean, it wasn't like pretend, she'd fucking punch him. And he would like punch her back and shit. There was one point she like fell on the ground and he like got on top of her and like started punching her in the face a couple of times. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? This is insane. Whatever. We're in some weird shit. It was nuts.
You don't remember the name of the band?
No, I could probably dig it up, but I can't think of it on the top of my head.
Weird.
What's up next?
Band called Burial Well playing the song To Conspire.
Your tongue to guild words, your mind deep in disarray.
That was Burial Well with the song To Conspire. They are from the West Coast somewhere. Not entirely sure where.
Couldn't find where, sorry.
Somewhere over there. And you can find them at facebook.com/burialwell.
Awesome. So this next band we got, I want to apologize to. Because they emailed me a song. And to play, and I said I would, and somehow or another it got lost and everything, and I never did, and I totally forgot about it, and then they emailed me another song, and I was like, oh no, like I don't even know where the email went.
Oh,
so I tried to go back and look for it, and it's like gone. I don't know if I accidentally deleted it when I'm going through trying to clean stuff out, but yeah, sorry about that, fellas. It wasn't intentional. I get a lot of shit sent to me, and I think that was back when I wasn't as organized as I am now,
first starting.
Yeah, and it's just like I'm trying to come up with a system.
Yeah.
Like when I get these emails, I pull the files and I start putting them into a particular folder. File. I usually just leave them sit there in the email.
Uh-huh.
and wouldn't put it together till we were about to do the show, which is a terrible idea, obviously. So, yeah. Go ahead and...
The name of this band is IFUI, and the name of the song is Work.
Fuck Work.
I hate this job so fucking much, I can't stand it anymore. I just want to kick my boss in the fucking balls today, because he is a big fucking dick. I just can't stand it anymore. Every day I set the alarm clock, it reawakens me to this hell. Satan laughing, ha ha ha. I found a new chapter in my torture cell. Getting on the bus, why does this smelly motherfucker have to sit right next to me? Did he shit his pants? Not brush his teeth? Why the fuck is he breathing on me? I get to work and my coworkers are like, wow, look at the weather, it's so nice. I'm thinking to myself, didn't you just say the same shit yesterday twice? Then my posse comes around and he's like, did you finish cleaning the bathrooms? So I said I'm almost done, but there he dropped a deuce, and I'm waiting to clean up all the fun. It made me think I hate this job so fucking much, I can't stand it anymore. I just want to kick my boss in the fucking balls today, because he is a big fucking dick. I just can't stand it anymore. Tortures me to the end. Then it comes in, I'm like, yeah, motherfuckers, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Then my boss, he comes in and asks, can you come later? There is no one else here. It made me think, I hate this job so fucking much, I can't stand it anymore. I just want to kick my boss in the fucking balls today, because he is a big fucking dick. I just can't stand it anymore. I'm done, I'm fucking done, I'm sick of this shit. I'm gonna beat you in the fucking head. Fucking sucks.
That was the song Work by the band IFUI. They're out of Salem, Oregon. And you can find them at ReverbNation.com/IFUI.
Awesome. This is our last song.
Alrighty.
So here comes the fun part.
What's that?
Going through all of our social media bullshit.
Okay.
All right. If you like the show, do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. It helps us out so much. It puts us, the more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show will rank on iTunes, which means more people can come across it easier. That's all it means. It doesn't do anything for us other than more people can discover it, which means more people are going to be listening to your band or finding these new bands. That's all we ask. If you have not subscribed on iTunes or Google Play, we are on there as well, and you don't use either one of those, you can download Podbean has a app you can download for either Android or iPhone, and you can get our podcast straight through there. Subscribe, please. You can follow me at Empathica Smitty on Instagram. We also have Empathica at Empathica Radio on Instagram. You can check out our Facebook page. It's kind of what we use for our main website, facebook.com/Empathica Radio. I don't know if I'm forgetting anything else. I probably am. But there it all is. Another episode down. We'll see you guys in August. Don't forget to go to the
Savage Mountain Punk Fest.
Yep. You want to go to that.
Frostburg, Maryland.
At Dante's on August 11th and 12th. Excuse me. Brendan, what is the last band of the night?
The last band is called The Clones. They're out of Los Angeles, California. You can find them at facebook.com/TheClonesMusic. And the name of the song is Libra.
You know if things come up, I'll let you know. Well, you know what? I'll let you know I've had enough. It's always me who stood up. I'll let you know if things come up. I'll let you know. Well, you know what? I'll let you know I've had enough. It's always me who stood up. Why do people look down on me every time? It makes them feel better than I guess I don't. All the flaws that I have, that I see in the others, we will make it better the longer it takes to find.
Read your name, I will take it off the list. Still remains thoughts that I wish to erase it. Turn your way, feel ashamed. Hide my face within false statements. Stay away. Natural rejection, say it's too late. Do not try to sell that to me.
I'll let you know if things come up. I'll let you know. Well, you know what? I'll let you know I've had enough. It's always me who stood up. I'll let you know if things come up. I'll let you know. Well, you know what? You know I've had enough. It's always me who stood up. Why do people look down on me every time? It makes them feel better than I guess I don't. All the flaws that I have, that I see in the others, we will make it better the longer it takes to find.